hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
Afternoon, ladies, and good afternoon, ladies. A little slow on the uptake there, huh? That's what happens when you come in right when the show starts. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We're live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Thursday, the 15th of February, folks. We're already a month and a half into the new year in 2007, and I cannot believe it. I've said this before. It is like our lives have already been taped or put on DVD, recorded in some fashion, and somebody is playing it back, only they're playing it at two or three times the speed. It almost seems that way. Time doesn't seem to be passing at the same rate. Before I get a call on the planet spinning faster or whatever else, I don't want to get down that rabbit hole today. I'll tell you what hole we're going down today, ladies and gentlemen, and that is the one concerning the ongoing effort by some concerned people that they think that, well, hate speech is a bad thing. Well, as I said on the program yesterday, they've taken this to the extreme. It used to be when you called somebody a name, it was sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never hurt me, right? Well, no. We're going to preemptively shut down free speech in this country to prevent you from saying anything. So if a group or individuals don't want to be named, and the only reason I can see, you know, was it Barnum and Bailey that said, if you talk about me good or bad, that's still good because you're doing my advertising for me? Well, that's not how these people feel. On the issues of abortion, homosexuality, criminality in Washington, D.C., you're railing against your government because they're trying to destroy the country that you were born in. This is all going to affect talk radio, publications, people with public opinion that's out there in the public venue. It's going to affect everybody. Just ask the people in Canada. Ask the people in Germany. You're going to be politically correct. Or corrected, I might say, whether you like it or not. And there's a whole lot of issues, ladies and gentlemen. Hate is, to a lot of people, they think of this virulent, in-your-face kind of a thing. And there are laws protecting people against that. In other words, you can't threaten them with firearms. If you do that, they can pick up the phone and call the police on you. If you threaten somebody with a baseball bat, they can pick up the phone and call the police on you. But a verbal assault, this is what they're going after. If you verbally go after somebody and tell them that you don't like what they're doing, and I think even Jesus Christ himself said, love the person, but hate the sin. So if I'm standing there and telling you that, you know, I don't necessarily hate you, but I really hate what you're doing, whoops, there's a violation of the hate crime laws right there that they're trying to enact. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you in this type of environment, how dangerous this really is. There's two things first and foremost on my mind almost 24/7. The North American Union and the hate crime laws, because that will mean the end of talk radio that you're now hearing at this very moment. Could you imagine me having to be politically correct? Well, just might as well pull out the gun and go out on the back porch and shoot yourself. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
My guest will be with me in just a couple of minutes. A gentleman sent this to me today. He actually sent me a little bumper sticker, and my friend, I already put it on the back of my car. This is God's country, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't speak English, you don't want to join in, then go home. I don't know exact wording on it, but I will give you the exact wording on this. But he had sent a typed out letter. And before I bring my guest up, I want to read this to you because it's from the heart. I wear everything that I've got on the cuff, folks. It's just who I am. And when something moves me, I am moved. He says, I feel that I need to write this letter why we Americans of the U.S. Republic still have freedom of speech. We need to motivate all individuals in the USA to be moral and godly, no matter where they're from. Only people who have loyalty to and respect for our sovereign borders should be allowed in the United States. Our heritage, way of life, is most important. Our freedoms are in jeopardy of being destroyed by people who do not embrace our Constitution, common language, or Bill of Rights. A foreign lawbreaker in our country is despised, degenerate, with no moral character, no matter what drives him or her in breaking our nation's laws and thereby sinning against our Creator God and his fellow humans. Illegal aliens in any nation are weapons of mass destruction. They are invisible, harmful, damaging parasites that infect the blind, benevolent host nation. They pretend to be truthful, godly, moral individuals or families and try to blend into the foreign society they have now conquered through deceit. Some hope to take over and throw the new government they now reside in. Foreigners from oppressive nations of the world will flee to any nation that offer them hope of freedom, safety, and prosperity. But any nation or individual whose heart is full of lies and deceit will not prosper. But they will bring judgment upon themselves and disaster to that nation they perceive is automatically able to rescue every immigrant. If I knocked on the front door of any house in the USA and asked the owner of that residence to allow me and 100 relatives or friends to move in with that family, I would be perceived as being a very foolish, unreasonable, and impractical in my request. All blessings given to us from God, and every nation has to demand that its citizenry, because of their birthright or legally approved status, be guaranteed or granted life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness before a finite number of aliens can be accepted as new citizens of that nation. Aliens accepted into any country have to be more loyal to the new nation they are moving to, otherwise they are pledging allegiance only to their own self-interest, with no godly concern for if they are hurting the society of the people they are joining. No nation can be responsible to clothe, feed, protect, or rule the whole world. We sometimes wish there was a kind of generous dictator to solve the world's problems and thereby have the final decision-making with authority and justice. We do not need a one-world government established and ruled by God's bastard children, sons and daughters of Satan. Very wicked and evil men and women, shame on them, in the highest positions of responsibility and power are replacing our godly political, financial, military, medical, corporate, and spiritual leaders in the USA. The Bush-Cheney crime families, along with many others, will have a very special hot place in hell reserved for them and others like them. May these evil people be brought to justice, and only the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse all of us from our sins. I am hoping that these guards who protect those leaders will listen to the Spirit of God and that the guards will bring judgment upon these evil people. They know in their hearts what they must do. Otherwise, billions of people will suffer and die needlessly. If you are my public servant in Washington, D.C., you need to let the godly people in your administration know that their job is to do the will of the people and stop evil orders from being given or carried out. Limit special interest groups, seal our borders, and administer political and physical restraint on these evil people so that the Congress can bring impeachment proceedings and prison time, or a worse judgment, upon them all. Companies and corporations in the U.S. are the catalyst of the destruction of the American workforce. If they didn't hire the illegal aliens, no one would sneak across the borders. Or if they moved their company out of the United States in order to use slave labor to boost profits. Low-wage employees in the USA and employees in the slave shops in other countries have two things in common. They both make low salaries, and they don't have health care. The corporate lust for money and power drives the banksters and other companies to financially rape anyone and everyone because they don't have any concern for the future of all of humanity. Follow the trail of the money and blood. He has in parentheses, blood for oil, if you want to see how the love of money is the root of all evil. These people have exceeded their capacity to resist the temptation to be egocentric. They do not have a real loving family relationship to melt their hearts and mold them into the channels of blessings for all people of the world. They consider about 6 billion of us as useless eaters, and they will do everything needed to starve to death or use nuclear war to thin the masses of humanity. It is my prayer that the downtrodden, abused individuals around the world will overthrow their own ungodly, repressive governments and thereby attain their own spiritual, emotional, and physical salvation in their own future godly nation and not flee to and unintentionally destroy other sovereign republics, simply because they are self-centered and don't really care if their actions hurt millions of people in another country. And it's signed sincerely, Arthur Trafford. Arthur, your letter just went out over the air. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And it's a great little bumper sticker. Next break, I'll get the verbiage on it. And Arthur, it's already on the car. Without further ado, I have the Reverend Ted Pike with me today. And good afternoon, Reverend.
Thanks for having me, John.
Well, I like the beginning, especially the beginning of this letter, because it talks about freedom of speech in the very first sentence. And that's what we're concerned about at this juncture with you on this program at this very moment.
Yes, if we don't have freedom of speech, we literally lose all of our rest of our freedoms. So it's absolutely essential that we keep the beating heart of liberty and freedom alive, which is our First Amendment privileges.
The other day you had a posting. And by the way, Ted, if you would do this, we redesigned the website for RBN. And the new website should be up today, I hope, if not by tomorrow. And what I would like to do, when you do an article, like you did, Who's Warning About the Hate Bill?
Uh-huh.
And that's posted on rents.com, and they got pretty good hits over there on that website.
Yes.
But if you would be so kind, sir, as to forward these stories over to us, we will post them on our website.
Wonderful.
Okay.
We'll do that.
All right. Now, everybody thought, and me included, Ted, me included, I thought, okay, a couple of weeks ago, boom, the hate bill was defeated. That's not necessarily the case, is it?
Well, what was defeated several weeks ago was Section 220 of the Lobby Reform Bill, and that's quite a different issue. My quarrel was not with the general Lobby Reform Bill, but it was the Section 220, which had been introduced by Senators Levin and Lieberman, in which grassroots lobbyists, that is, the small potatoes type of lobbyists in the United States, Christian conservative groups and churches and so on, who took in more than $25,000 or spent more than $25,000 in a quarter to lobby or to promote causes like against abortion or against stem cell research or homosexuality, same-sex marriages, and so on, this legislation would have severely crippled them by imposing very, very stringent and onerous reporting requirements upon them, forcing them to itemize every cent that they spend and who spent it and the various staff people would all have to be listed and so on, with a $100,000 fine if they didn't satisfy the government's curiosity, you see. And fortunately, Section 220 was stripped off after a second vote in the Senate about 3-4 weeks ago. But the big federal hate bill, that's a completely different issue. That was introduced on January 5th by Sheila Jackson Lee from your home state of Texas, Democrat, and that is now in the House Judiciary Committee and will be assigned to the Subcommittee on Crime probably momentarily and will be under consideration, active consideration, within the next few days. And so this is extremely dangerous. I should mention of these two bills, the Lobby Reform Bill and Section 220 versus the hate bill is by far the most dangerous to freedom. It will lead directly to a federal anti-hate bureaucracy in America, like Canada's, stripping us of our free speech.
Now, this the H.R. 254, have they actually put that verbiage that was defeated and run out of the bill that they just voted on several weeks ago?
Well, H.R. 254, as I say, is a completely different bill. See, what we anticipate, let's get back to the Lobby Reform Bill, which is basic, is the number on it is S1. It's called the Legislative Transparency and Accountability Act. That bill, as I say, was passed in its entirety by both the Republicans and the Democrats, but the really bad part of it, Section 220, was stripped off. Now, it's going, the S1, the lobby bill, is going, minus Section 220, is going back to the House of Representatives. And we do not know whether Nancy Pelosi will have the nerve to add Section 220 back onto it.
Okay, we got to stop right here, take this break. My guest today, Reverend Ted Pike. And folks, as I've always said about supporting people that are on the cutting edge out there, the vanguard, We've asked for your help before. We're asking for it again. We're about solutions here. We're not about the problems continuing. And we'll continue this broadcast right after this.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's real hard to multitask when you're doing this. when the caller, and folks, while this is going on right now, I would like to caution you. When you call into the network and you're talking to that guy that answers the call-in line, you can't tie him up with conversation because he's actually doing a job. And I know, and I'm not trying to tell you, you know, just to call up and not say, hi, hey, how you doing? How you fellas doing over there at RBN, whatever. No. Whatever your comments are, I'm going to ask you to make them brief. Because when you call in and you're tying up this guy and he's trying to concentrate on what you're saying, that means he can't do his job and produce the program. Okay. So just a word of caution out there. All right. I've got Reverend Ted Pike with us today. H.R. 254, back in the limelight here, and we were afraid of this, Reverend, that this bill in a more liberalized Congress would have a greater success of passage than in, if we can call it, a Republican or conservative Congress and Senate. We've got a problem here Now, this Hate Crimes Prevention Act, and this is proactive stuff again. Ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake about this. As with George Bush and his preemptive Congress's blessings to give our president preemptive war powers to wage war on anybody on planet Earth under the guise of fighting terrorism is very, very dangerous indeed. Well, it says it right in the words itself, the H.R. 254. And this was David Ray, and he proposed this thing, the Hate Crimes Prevention Act. They're taking a proactive and preemptive measures here to stop crime. And their position is that it's just not sticks and stones that break people's bones. It's words can really hurt them. Well, as I've experienced over the last couple of weeks, that is sometimes true. But would I want to stifle and shut down free speech because I personally had damage done to me? Absolutely not. We've got people that, well, don't think clearly sometimes, and people make mistakes. God does not make perfect beings. He gave us an even chance to be more godlike and follow the principle laid down by his son, but that is not necessarily the case. Reverend, I'm kind of shocked here when I read this article. By the way, I read this article in its entirety on the air yesterday. I was trying to get a hold of you, and I wasn't able to get a hold of you yesterday, and I was able to get in contact with you today to get you on air. But you haven't had a good time trying to get this message to, like, say, Dr. Dobson's Focus on the Family, D.J. Kennedy's Coral Ridge Ministries, Jerry Farwell Ministries. What's going on here that they're not paying attention to this hate crime legislation?
Well, I really don't know, John. Astonishingly, you know, we've had support from all of these organizations in years past. When the crisis comes, they're always a bit late, but they do come to the fore, and they do. Dobson does a program or two a year, or others like Falwell and CWA and so on. But incredibly, we called something like 8, 9, or 10. We actually have we went to the websites of 10 of them, and except for a brief article by Dobson, which is rather buried in his website, there is absolutely nothing said about this monumentally dangerous legislation to freedom and even to Christianity and free speech. And I don't know why. I made a number of calls. I asked these people to call me back. Nobody's called me back today. But I'm afraid I had to put up on rents and throughout my e-alerts audience, I had to have a kind of a hall of shame here at the end of this article. I put up these people, and I made a list, and I hope people will call them and say, why aren't you alerting your vast constituencies concerning this imminent threat? The fact is, we talked to Sheila Jackson Lee's office last week, and they're expecting within certainly the next several weeks to be moving this legislation through the House Judiciary and then onto the docket for a possible vote in the House of Representatives. There is a very little time to dally around. These organizations have got to get on the ball and fulfill basically their scriptural mandate to stand on the wall. And if they see the enemy coming, to warn the people, but they have not been doing that concerning this threat.
Well, and let's be clear about this. We have the Anti-Defamation League, I call it the American Defamation League, of the B'nai B'rith, that has sponsored this bill, has been behind it a half a dozen times. They're behind this again. They want this passed. And I think I have an answer for your deafening silence that you're getting from these various people, whether it be American Family Association, Coral Ridge Ministries. I'm going to go down the list. Renew America, WorldNet Daily, Jerry Farwell Ministries, Christian Coalition of America, Family Research Council, Gary Bauer's American Values, Concerned Women for America, and the list goes on. When we get back from break, Reverend, I think I have an answer to your question as to why they're not going to give you any support on this. We'll do that right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. Reverend, I think I have an answer to your question as to why these people are not jumping on board. And I said it right before the break, the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith. We have this little problem here in this country of the Judeo-Christendom. And people, politicians, and religious leaders, if I can use that term, your spiritual advisors, your gurus that you're seeing on television, I think there's a connection here.
Yes, I agree. You know, the new Webster's Dictionary, I forget the exact edition, it's the big thick one, has a really twisted definition of anti-Semitism now. It says that anti-Semitism is criticism of Jewish things. Now, that definition is going throughout the world, and people are looking in the dictionary and saying, well, if I criticize Jewish things, I'm now anti-Semitic. Hitler was anti-Semitic. KKK is anti-Semitic. I'm like those people if I criticize Jewish things. Now, I have been, of course, trumpeting the fact that the ADL is the architect of hate crimes legislation for the last 6 years, and certainly the last 2.5 years on alternative talk radio. And I think a lot of these organizations are realizing that these hate crimes laws worldwide are the product of a quintessentially Jewish legislative agenda. I'm talking about liberal Jewish activism coming down from B'nai B'rith International, which is organized liberal world Jewry. And you see, according to the Webster's definition now, if you are critical of a legislative agenda, which the ADL, even on their website, proudly takes credit for, then you are guilty of criticism of Jewish things. You are anti-Semitic. And I think a lot of these big leaders know they better back away from this uniquely Jewish legislation, or else they might find themselves accused of anti-Semitism. And, of course, that is the kiss of death for a very large religious organization, because all of their members are so dumbed down to this superstitious idea, unbiblical idea, that if we criticize matters Jewish, a great curse from God will come down on us and our nation, and we'll end up like Hitler with our nation in shambles. And so we better just bless the Jewish agenda and stay away from it. That's one possible hypothesis.
Well, and I've been following this very, very closely, as well as you, and a lot of other issues. There's a lot that comes across my desk. But when I saw this, and I saw what was behind this, we're not talking about an organization that's just trying to protect all things Jewish. And I think, well, what's the population percentage here in this country? What is it, a percent and a half, is it?
Yeah,
roughly?
1.5-2% are Jews in the United States.
And I can understand the sensitivities about the Holocaust and all of this other stuff. But what really bothers me is when we see the ADL taking action against judges and politicians. One case in particular, Judge Roy Moore, with the posting of the Ten Commandments in the rotunda of the state Supreme Court.
Yes.
The ADL was behind that, as well as Southern Poverty Law was behind that.
That's right.
So we're not talking about just protecting things Jewish. We're talking about an organization that is trying to get rid of all things Christian.
Yes.
Now, that is the sad fact of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to another individual today, Bob Schultz. I was on the phone with him for about an hour from We the People Foundation. And as the conversation turned around, he said, you know, he says, we've got real problems in Washington, D.C. And he mentioned AIPAC. And AIPAC has a very, very, very powerful lobby group in Washington, D.C. AIPAC is also kind of joined at the hip with this deal, because that's the same conduit that goes to these, and I'll use this term loosely, our representatives in Washington, D.C. I can see why Joseph Farah from WorldNet Daily won't touch this with a 10-foot pole. And as my producer just asked me, he's Jewish. How would you classify yourself? Being conservative, liberal, okay. And he does many programs, runs many programs on this network, and we're constantly, seems that we're talking about the Zionism problem, the political problems. It would be one thing if we were talking about Israel, Mr. Pike, as being, it's a secular state, Likud parties, whatnot. And you look at this situation, Israel is not the Holy Land. And my producer asked me the question. He said, well, concerning these hate crime laws, what if a Jew talks about another Jew, like Nuchakarty, NKUSA? Because they're out in the forefront here. They're against Israel by their own teachings, that there is not to be a nation state until their Messiah comes. Another person had asked me, Reverend, well, what about the 6 million Jews in Israel right now? Well, what are you asking me about that? If there's 6 million Jews that are living in Israel right now, fine. If they're there right now, change your political structure. Make friends with the Islamic nations that are surrounding you. Join hands in peace. not in war. They plopped themselves in Israel in 1947, sir, on Palestinian land, and are going after the Palestinians. I don't know how many people are dying while we're here talking on this radio program, Reverend.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a very serious problem that very, very few, and especially even talk show hosts in the alternative media, are willing to talk about.
That's right. Well, you know, throughout this past century especially, there has been a very intensive campaign by ADL through speakers, bureaus, and, of course, a control of mass media, even these large Christian bookstores and booksellers, publishing firms are being bought up by people like Jews like Murdoch and other people. And there's a massive penetration of Zionist influence into the evangelical community. And, you know, I really can't think of any body of people that is more easy to penetrate than the evangelicals. You see, once you say you've had the born-again experience and maybe you've gone forward or whatever, once you make that profession, you are given a green light to penetrate into any Christian organization. That's not true of the FBI. That's not true of government or the police or anything else, but the magic word is I've been born again. I'm suspicious. I have no proof of this, but I am suspicious that a very powerful Christian conservative legislative watchdog organizations may well have been generously penetrated, actually, by Mossad agents portraying themselves as born-again believers and getting in there in crucial positions, discretionary positions, about what kind of legislation to promote and what kind of legislation to absolutely block. And there seems to be a blockage going on because this hate crimes bill has been fairly well publicized, certainly by myself and our National Prayer Network and alternative radio and so on. And I do know for a fact that several weeks ago, Concerned Women America was fully aware of this hate bill there, but they have not come out and dramatized it. Same way with Dobson's organization. And it's not enough, you know, just to put up a little token flag, a little token article that you might find if you wanted to make a web search in the website on it. Yeah, this is so staggeringly threatening to freedom and to free speech and our whole way of our system of government, that these organizations have got to dramatize this. They've got to speak against it on the radio and put it out in front, vivify it in front of the American people. Otherwise, they are not really standing on the wall like they claim they're doing as watchdogs of freedom.
Well, but do they even recognize the difference? Here's my problem. There are people that vehemently believe they are doing the right thing, and they don't care who they damage and for what reasons. They are on a mission. They're listening to the sound of their own drumbeat. They don't care. They're going to see it through, and they don't care who it hurts or who it bends their feelings or anything else. It doesn't matter to them because they firmly believe themselves that they're doing the right thing. Is this the problem that we're having with Kennedy? And who's the guy down here in San Antonio, the little rotunda?
Hagee, John
Hagee. Hagee, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he just did a thing a couple of months ago where he was just absolutely just wrapping his arms around Israel.
Yeah. Well, he has hired David Brog, who was the director for staff director for Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania. And, of course, Arlen Specter is a pioneer in trying to get the federal hate bill passed. I'm just looking at his name on legislation clear back in 1994 in moving toward a federal hate bill. And yet here is Hagee, who is in an unholy alliance with these politically liberal and religiously conservative Jews, he forbids. He and David Brog forbid Christians who are in their organizations, Christians United for Israel, to use the name of Jesus Christ in public meetings and associations with these Jews. That is heresy. That's apostasy. That there's no getting around it. That this is very advanced compromise with the agents of Antichrist, and it's really a situation where we have been deeply brainwashed and dumbed down and propagandized now for a full century, And what we're seeing now, I never thought I'd see the day when massive legislation, probably, in my opinion, the most dangerous legislation in the United States which has ever come through Congress, including the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. This will strip us of our freedom and make us into another hate crimes bureaucracy like Canada. And yet, incredibly, there is some force, some agency, which is putting the kibosh on any kind of public alert about this. And by the way, I'm going to be watching these new right organizations for about the next week. We're going to go to their websites. We are going to see if they are going to respond to public outcry and to my publicity and get out at least one article on their website alerting their massive audiences of the hate bill. And if they do not, we're going to have another hall of shame next about a week from now, and with the telephone numbers of these organizations calling people to blitz them and demand accountability.
Well, you mentioned about Mossad agents penetrating Christian organizations, posing as born again, just absolutely down with the Bible and infiltrating these organizations. Well, several months ago, I infiltrated one of their organizations, and that's Haaretz. Millions of people in Israel read that online version of Haaretz. Many millions of Jews around the world read Haaretz online. And at first, they were doing a thing on the most celebrated people like Ben-Gurion, and on it went. You know, here's our top 10 people, put the vote in, and who's number one? Well, I emailed Haaretz, and I said to them, I said, look, I said, I don't think any one of these guys are true followers of conservative Torah-believing Jews. I would suggest that people go to a website, Nutricarty, and take a look at it. Well, they didn't post it. I emailed them back again, and I said, look, here it is, NKUSA, these are not self-hating Jews. That went up on their website almost immediately, and millions of people, Jewish persuasion of faith, read that, and I know they went to NKUSA to check it out.
Good.
Now, these are people, and I want to expound on this a little bit more. Because we've had a problem in this country for many, many years. And I was once told by some Jewish rabbis that are pretty high up that, look, you're a little white Christian kid. They're gonna nail you on the cross like they did Christ. And I said, please don't use my name and Jesus Christ in the same sentence. It doesn't quite fit. But I told them, I said, if that is the case, and me being a Christian, and I'm recognizing this problem, and they're going to crucify me over it. Why don't you people clean your own house?
Yes.
And then you started to see NKUSA start to really take off, move forward. A lot of people will cast disparaging remarks about them because they don't necessarily go against the Talmudic Jews or anything else like that. But if you look at their message about Israel, that Israel, the state of Israel, should not be in existence according to Torah, Jewish law,
yes,
that it should not be there. So they're actually siding more on the conservative Torah-believing Jews than they are Talmudic or anybody else.
Well, the truth is that today, virtually all Jews of all persuasions are basically Talmudic. I mean, you have the Reform on the left, which are quite liberal. You have the conservative in the middle, which are Talmudic. You have the Orthodox, which are very Talmudic. Then you have the ultra-Orthodox, which are both Talmudic and Kabbalistic. And Natura Carta and the, they are ultra-Orthodox Jews. They're descended from the Kabbalistic ultra-Orthodox communities in Eastern Europe, Poland, Lithuania, and so on. But what the issue here is that we have a kind of an in-house feud between ultra-Orthodox Jews. They both believe the Kabbalah. They both believe the Talmud. But what the Naturi Carta people are doing is saying, which is very biblical, which is very scriptural, coming from Deuteronomy and Leviticus in the Old Testament, is that if Israel is not obedient to the law of God as they should be, God has a right to not only throw them out of the promised land, but he has a right to keep them out until they are obedient. Now, the Naturi Carta people believe that obedience means not just obedience to the Old Testament law, but primarily obedience to the teachings of the Pharisees in the Talmud. And they say, these Zionists, usurpers are not even obedient to the Talmud and the precepts of the Talmud, and we cannot come back. The Messiah will not come back until the Talmud is observed and honored as it should be, and so on. So what we have here is an ethical dispute between these two segments of Judaism, the Zionists on one hand, the ultra-Orthodox, this minority of Naturi Carta on the other hand. And I would have to say that I stand with Naturi Carta in saying that the ethical considerations here are very important, because they are absolutely foundational to Israel's right to exist in a land which I believe was ordained by God for holiness and was for justice and righteousness and mercy, as a light unto the Gentiles and a light unto the nations. So I agree with Naturi Carta that there are strong reasons why the whole experiment in Palestine during this last century has been a farce.
All right, we've got to take this break. Call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get to your calls. 800-313-9443. And, folks, let me put it to you this way. What they're doing with these anti-Semitic or hate crime laws is only going to breed more hate toward the Jews. I wonder if they realize that. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
800-313-9443. Reverend, I'm glad we're talking about this particular subject, because right before break I said that the supposed aim under these hate crime bills is to prevent anti-Semitism when we have about 1.5% population in this country. Well, the New Jakarta people, NKUSA, they don't have any political aspirations in this country. They are not out to change the Christian base in this country. They are not there to necessarily affect political outcomes in this country. When I had the Rabbi Yisrael David Weiss on the program, I said, you know, look, we've got a slight problem here, because all things are Jewish. There's no distinction between anybody, liberal, conservative, anything else. And I do believe he said this on the air, and I'm paraphrasing. It's been a while, but he said, we are happy to be in this country, to enjoy the freedoms and liberty and the blessings of God. And we enjoy that. We're not here to change anything. We want to live our lives. We want to worship as we want. We want to be able to engage and do make a living. And they said we have absolutely no interest in changing the political or economic landscape in this country. And when he said that, and I'd met him several months later, as a matter of fact, last year in Washington, D.C., and we had an opportunity to talk again, and he verified again that statement, because I asked that particular question, and he was surrounded by a bunch of people that I myself would consider to be anti-Semitic, that anything Jew is bad and it's got to be destroyed.
Yes.
And I asked that particular question in the presence of those other people, and when that response came back, I looked around the room, and the looks on their faces, it was priceless.
Yes.
And
well,
go ahead.
Yes, in the Old Testament, when the Jews, the southern kingdom of Judah, was exiled into Babylonian captivity, God said to Jeremiah, he says, tell these people when they go into captivity to seek the peace and the welfare of those nations in which they will be dwelling. For in their peace, the Jewish people will find peace. And I think what a Rabbi Weiss is doing is exemplary. This is the same philosophy, the scriptural mandate given that Rabbi Lappin of Seattle receives. And he teaches and preaches that Jews today are the beneficiaries of tremendous gifts as a result of Christian civilization. And, of course, this is in very marked contrast to the message of ADL B'nai B'rith, which represents organized world Jewry, about 500,000 members of B'nai B'rith. What they say, what they do is they are dredging up every possible accusation against Christianity, going all the way back to the New Testament, saying the New Testament teachings are the source of the Holocaust, etc. They are trashing our Christmas symbols, our prayer in the schools, our Ten Commandments, our concept of a man and woman being the only suitable partners in marriage and so on. They're aligning themselves with the homosexual agenda, and they're doing everything they can to break down Christian civilization. I can't think of any group of people in history practically that are so colossally ungrateful.
And you're exactly right. This is very close to my heart, and I'm very glad that we're having this conversation on air, because there's a lot that people do not understand about this. And as I said earlier, through these actions, what they are going to create, not only in this country, but worldwide,